Welcome to the Stoop with Scotty. I'm Scotty, and I would do the normal intro, but this is only 5 minutes, and I got a lot of things that I need to say. This week it was big for Cardi B, and this episode specifically is going to be talking about women hating on women, queens hating on queens, and I don't understand it. Cardi B had a big week this week, last week, dropping her album, going gold, announcing her pregnancy on Saturday Night Live, and today, Monday, April 9th, before it's even 12 noon, I've witnessed a whole bunch of women talking so much crap about her and talking so much crap about other women in general. I'm fairly perplexed. Last year, 2017, it was declared by a lot of people that this year or this year or whatever was the year of the woman. And today I just find that we as women are going backwards. Is it that women have come so far that we are now jealous of the advancement of women, and so we're now perpetuating a hyper masculine or hyper patriotic view on women? I don't know. So this is all coming from a post that I saw on Facebook, as far as like a few posts actually talking about there was a woman saying that she doesn't understand why Cardi B lied about her pregnancy when she was being asked. I mean, the name of her album is Invasion of Privacy. Like, I don't understand. Granted, she's in the public eye, whatever the case may be, but I don't understand how reporters think it's okay or interviewers think it's okay to just ask a woman if she's pregnant if she hasn't announced it. If she hasn't announced it, then don't ask whether she's gained weight, she looks like she's pregnant. She could be 10 months pregnant. If I didn't tell you or she didn't tell you that she was pregnant, then don't ask. That's just like rule number one. Don't ask a woman if she's pregnant, period. Whether she's famous, whether you know she's in a relationship, married, happily, whatever the case may be. Don't ask a woman if she's pregnant or not. Then I saw another post saying, well, with all the success that Cardi's having, at least she wasn't ratchet enough to consider abortion while she's on her come up. Okay, so having an abortion is ratchet? Having an abortion is considered ratchet behavior. And with all the ratchetness that she does portray, not having an abortion is like a step away from being ratchet. Like, I'm completely confused about that whole thing. Then on a separate thing, not talking about Cardi B, we're talking to this woman talking about how a stay-at-home mom is not considered a real job. Like, what is it that she's going to have to show for 15 years down the line when she don't have no kids, X, Y, Z? I don't know what she was saying about the whole 15 years, but if you dedicate your life to raising a family, taking care of the house, taking care of your husband or now husband, wife, whatever the case may be, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're dedicating your life to raise children to be productive and positive and have positive contributions to the world, the society around them, that is one hell of a accomplishment. There are people who go to work every day who don't have time to talk to their children, who don't have time to help them with their homework, where their children don't know how to read, all of these things, but they're worried about going on vacations and having to find this clothes. Is that what matters? If a woman is sacrificing her time to stay at home, to dedicate her life to her family and not to somebody else's business collecting a paycheck because she can't simply do taxes or get an income tax at the end of the year, like, really? Is not considered a job? What about all the hard work that your mother did for you in the midst of going to work? What about the sacrifices your mother made to go to work and still be a mom? What about the sacrifices a stay-at-home mom has to make to stay at home? To possibly put her life on the back burner solely to make sure that her children are okay. Have everything that they need, have everything that they want, moving forward to make sure that they have meals, to make sure that they're bathed, to make sure that they have a roof over their head, to make sure that they're clothed properly. I don't get it. Where did knocking off another woman's crown become so popular? what happened to the woman empowerment movement that I thought that we were having? Was it not real? Cardi has been making so many, she's been breaking barriers, you know, and you, she has technology on her side. Granted, okay, Lauryn Hill, I see that people are still comparing her to Lauryn Hill because Lauryn Hill broke a lot of records too at her time. But you cannot compare them. One, Lauryn Hill did her thing in her time. Cardi B's doing her thing in this time. I don't get it. I think that we really need to reevaluate how we value women, how women value women, how we value women as a society, and just be able to give a woman her props when it's due. That's all I have to say about this right now, but...